Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Joe at RTE.ie. Bridget, good afternoon. Bridget
Sinclair. Hello, Joe.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
And you contacted us over, we've been talking about it almost since the moment that Leo Varadkar announced just before the programme last Thursday that
that's right, yes.
No coming home for Christmas, it's not essential. What was your reaction?
I was sure upset and annoyed, needless to say. I mean, I just have one daughter and she's in England and up in an area where it is bad, northwest England, you know.
Yeah.
And but not that she has been like working from home since last February. And very, very careful and needless to say and all the rest of it. Anyway, you know, if she just doesn't get home for Christmas, there is no Christmas.
Is there not? No.
No. No.
And what will you do if she's not here?
Go down to the graves. Visit my child's grave that's there to my son and my parents and my brother and his wife, and go around the graves and all the friends and neighbours that I've known all my life, visit them all, and come up into the church to the crib, stay there for a few minutes, and home. And I live quite near the church, you know, and so on. And that's it.
And what does your daughter say?
She has booked so many flights since last February, in fact, March. And she managed to get home for one in August for a week. And I saw her then, and not since last Christmas. And she booked so many flights, and every time, you know, she couldn't come, either in lockdown here or over. She can't come and quarantine for 14 days after her holiday, whatever, you know. And it was quite possible where she lives, she would be in lockdown, really, more than here.
Okay.
So there you are, Joe. That's the way things are. And and like I said to the girls on the phone, Maeve, and that, it's you know, it's not just me. There are thousands like me who we're old parents, you know, old parents, over 80s.
Yeah.
And really, all we want is to see our children.
Yeah.
You know, and that's that.
And
she's not booked. Sorry, Joe. She hasn't booked any flight for Christmas yet because she is sick of the flight she's booked. No money back off Ryanair, of course. But and she managed to get home on one return flight, and there's about five others she booked and had to be cancelled.
The flights were cancelled.
Either because she'd have been on lockdown here or in lockdown she went back home. But it wouldn't worry too much about her being on lockdown at home in Lancaster because she works from home anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you, by the way, from what we've heard, Ryanair are better at refunds than Aer Lingus. But have you, Bridget, are you saying, are you pleading that she be allowed to come home and you guarantee that it just be the two of you? Is that what you're saying? Or you would take all the precautions?
Oh, gosh, we take every precaution, Joe, every. When she managed to get home here in August, I mean, the first thing she did was she, at 3 or 4 days before her flight, she was out that door and got her her test as quick as she possibly could. She wasn't told to do it, she just did it. And we would do the same here, you know.
She got a COVID test, okay.
She did, yes. Yeah. She just went off and got it. And then she flew into Cork and all wrapped up around the head and got the bus from Cork down to Care. I couldn't pick her up. I really wouldn't be able to drive as far as the airports anyway now from where I am.
Mm.
But, and then a very, very good friend of her got her the first flight back a week later, very early in the morning. And it was, you know, so good for her friend to do it. She really was great. And that's it.
And is your what world of life is your daughter in? Bridget, what does she do?
Her full name is, she's a doctor of philosophy. She's She's got environmental science and ecology. Yeah. She's done her PhD in Edinburgh. And, she's got a good job. Very good job.
She's an environmental scientist and a philosopher. How many degrees has she got?
Well, she had a degree in Cork before she ever left Ireland when she was 1920, you know.
Wow.
And then went to England, and she went to Wolverhampton University, and she got a first-class honours degree and 3 high honours off the university itself, and was also told to do her PhD, which she did.
Wow. So I'm counting. She's 3 degrees.
Yeah.
3 degrees and a doctorate.
Yeah, and a doctorate, yeah. Yeah.
You must be very proud of her.
I am, of course, because she worked hard while she was studying, etc., in England on her own there, you know.
Wow.
And so on. Yeah. But between us, it's been great. She's done so well. And, of course, I'm proud of her. But all our nuns are proud of their children.
Of course,
children, and
rightly
hope.
So. And Bridget, does she want to come home? Your
oh,
daughter?
Of course.
Okay, stay there for a sec. Rita Duffy, where's your daughter, Rita?
Hello, Joe. My daughter is in Edinburgh.
Okay.
Oh!
and what's her situation, Rita? You want her to come home for Christmas?
I do, definitely. Already we have cancelled 3 attempts to come home.
Yeah.
She was due to come home the first weekend that we had lockdown, and I had to tell her that she couldn't come. And both of us broke down that she wasn't able to come that weekend. That was in March.
Right.
And then we had arranged, as a family, we had arranged a weekend away in August. And we did that in January. But again, we had to tell her in August, don't come, it's not safe, you know, or it's not safe for everybody here, it's not safe for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, she said, okay, right, I'll try and come in September.
Yeah.
And then again, we told her, the schools are opening, they want to open the schools, please don't come.
Okay.
Right,
fair
and then
yeah.
And then Leo Varadkar last week in the Dáil stood up and said, don't book flights. In other words, he should have stood up and said, please don't come. Because her reaction was, you don't want me to come. I feel so rejected. Now, Joe, my problem is, if she has a PCR test 72 hours before she travels.
Okay.
She isolates in my house for 5 days. She has another PCR test, and they're both negative.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem in her being here?
And is she willing to do that?
Well, Joe, we've already booked a PCR test here on the 23rd. Now, her boyfriend that's in law,
mm-hmm.
he looked up the requirements, and he was going, he's Scottish. And he was going, but it doesn't say you have to have a PCR test to get into Ireland. Now, they're not travelling by flight. They're going to travel by boat and drive. So I don't understand. I really don't. You know, like Claire Byrne's show last night with Professor Anthony Staines going, please don't come. Like, these are part of us that are willing to go through all the tests. And you're telling them, please don't come.
And what do you think? By the way, you mentioned that she's going to drive.
Yes.
Is she driving her own car from the UK?
Yes, driving her own car, yes.
Does it have a UK reg?
Yes, and that's going to be outside my house, from before Christmas. And, with an English reg, and I'm sure, neighbours are going to say, well, do they care? And of course we care. We've stuck to everything. Every single thing, Joe. I haven't eaten out. I haven't been in any pub. I have stuck to everything. But I'm sick of my own cooking at this stage. I live on my own. I'm widowed.
And the argument I'm hearing is that, and the demographic, I think Bridget referred to it there. What did you call yourself, Bridget? The older parents.
We're old. No good saying older.
And you've made all.
We are old.
And nobody. And I know it's not. There's no point in forming a circle, firing squad. But nobody has criticise old people for not adhering to all the rules.
Absolutely. And we will do everything we're told to.
And we forget that when the pandemic began way back, it's a year ago today since the first coronavirus casualty was recorded, so to speak. But way back in March, the over 70s couldn't leave your home. You were told not to leave your home.
That's right, yeah.
And that was incredible. People forget that.
Going back to last week when Leo Varadkar made his very big announcement again, they have no clue what life is like for us. The lady came on with you and she was saying, oh, well, we'll leave Christmas this year.
Suck it up, was the phrase.
And we'll have a big Christmas and enjoy it next year. Joe, in my 80s, I probably won't even be alive by next Christmas. And I want to see my daughter, like I've said to you girls there, I want to see my daughter before I die. You know?
Yeah, and Rita, Bridget's daughter is in science as well, so she knows all the ups and downs. Most people do at this stage.
Oh, very much so.
And Rita, what is your daughter? She's fully aware of the coronavirus and the precautions, and she's talking about PCRs.
Yes, my daughter, Jo, has also got a PhD in science. And in actual fact, she works in the University of Edinburgh, and she's working on coronavirus stuff.
Oh, this is just amazing to say her daughter's in Edinburgh. That's where my daughter got her doctorate. And my daughter knew last November of last year, she knew that the coronavirus was coming, going to be bad in England before it was made public at all, you know. My daughter was able to tell me what was coming.
Okay, well, and what do you think? See, the government, the cabinet meeting today seemed to be a cabinet meeting of making, which is, people might welcome that, making no decisions. They've made no decision to change the situation about takeaway pints from pubs. They've made no decision on the issue in the Supreme Court, and they've said that no further steps will be taken against Justice Seamus Wolfe by the Parliament.
They're all afraid to say something that might not help them when voting day comes along again. Well, you said this. That's what it's all about. And they don't know what to say because, no, until we get the vaccine, Joe, nobody knows really how it's going to be.
Well, I think, Joe, they could have set up some sort of testing at the airport.
Yeah, but you see, the point I was making about the takeaway drink point was that one of the arguments made at 1 o'clock there, I don't know who was making it actually in the background as I was coming down here, but one of the arguments made was, well, the restaurants and the pubs have suffered enough, so why take away the takeaway, so to speak? So that's even though the Minister for Health recommended it, that was overturned by the cabinet, so they're leaving the takeaway drink. But because the publicans and the restaurants have suffered enough. But the point that Bridget's making, and Rita, is the over 80s have suffered enough.
Absolutely.
Well,
and
Joe,
we're
I'm
the
not
ones
over 80.
Who would do what
sorry,
we're
Rita,
told,
I
don't, you
sorry,
know.
Sorry, Rita, I meant the older.
Sorry, Rita.
The parents have suffered enough.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Rita.
Yeah. No, you're all right, Joe. But I'm on my own. Like, I have two sons here that they have their families, they have their wives, and they're local, and it's great.
Okay, great. Yeah.
But in the first
you're very
lockdown,
lucky.
I know that. In the first lockdown, my grandchildren came to the end of the driveway, and, you know, that's where I saw them. I didn't touch them. One of my sons had a little baby, and before lockdown, he would come to me, you know, into my arms. After the first lockdown, he wouldn't come into my arms, Joe.
Wow.
It took a while.
Oh, God.
To get him back into my arms again after whatever it was, 9 weeks.
Let me bring Gladys Gore. Gladys, good afternoon. This is in Dublin.
Hi, good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. You're listening to the debate.
I'm listening to this debate since last week.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about it is, I'm getting myself woke up. Because people are saying they want the sons and the daughters home.
Yeah.
My daughter lives in London, which is pretty bad over there at the moment.
Yeah.
We haven't seen her since last December. Now, I would have been over and back a couple of times, and she would have been home for Easter.
Right.
She celebrated her birthday, and we had to celebrate her birthday on Zoom. Now, we spoke about at the weekend about Christmas. We kind of know the way the situation is. They said if she comes home for Christmas, she'd have to get a private vaccine, you know, a private test done to see whether she has COVID or not after 5 days. That's going to cost her $150. Now, she's been unemployed right through lockdown. Right. She only got a job in September. If she comes home, she can't quarantine for 14 days.
She can't.
Because,
yeah.
No, she can't. But she can, but she can't because she wouldn't have the holidays.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
so
yeah.
We discussed that at the weekend with her brother and her sister and myself. And we decided that, okay, it's not looking good for her coming home.
Mm-hmm.
So we made plans that what we're going to do, if the case is not going to come home, we're going to open presents Christmas morning on Zoom.
Okay.
Christmas night, we're going to have a Chris. And maybe seems this day, another Chris. And we're going to keep in touch that way over the Christmas.
Okay.
Like, we can see the sense in people giving out over coming home for 3 or 4 days or a week. And being home, coming from places that's very heavily with the virus, we're getting it down. And... well, it's going to rise it back up again.
Well, Ronan Glynn, the acting chief, he was the acting chief medical officer, but he's saying that we could have hundreds of thousands of COVID-19 cases by January, which is what, 5-6 weeks away, if large numbers of people come home for Christmas.
People are coming home for Christmas. And that's
current efforts to reduce the virus were well off track, is the assistant CMO, Ronald Glynn. And he said the disease might not be turned around by the level by the end of level 5 restrictions, which is the week after next.
Joe,
Rita, sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Rita.
Joe, the PCR test is there. Leo Martin can go to, Micheál Martin can go to Brussels. He can come back, he has his test, and he can walk into the Dáil the next day. Like, does it not stand for anything? Does this test not say, yeah, you don't have it, you must go about, you must be careful, you must wear your mask, social distancing, and everything else? Like, but Joe...
Gladys.
I can't understand how people can come home for a holiday, pay the price of the flight, and still have to pay $150 to $250 to get the COVID test done.
Yes, that could have been set up by the Department of Health.
But what I'm hearing you say, Rita and Bridget, is that your respective family members would be willing to pay that.
Oh yes, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
See, I couldn't ask. Yeah.
Like, it's 190 euro. It's not. It's 190 euro. It's not 150 euro.
I know. It's expensive. I know. It's very expensive. Mm. Gladys, how's your daughter? You said London is bad. How's your daughter getting on there?
Well, my daughter's actually diabetic, Joe.
Okay, which is high risk. Yeah.
Like in March, she had lost her job, so she's been communing right through March, right through up to now. Lucky enough, she got a job in September that she's working from home.
Right.
You know, and like she had her rent to pay and everything else. Like, lucky enough, she had us to support her right through it. But if we hadn't been able to support her, she would have been left in London. Well, and she probably would have ended up coming home. But the thing about it was, being a diabetic, they told her in England to stay in, not to go out.
Of course, of course.
So you couldn't ask her to travel home, you know. But I'm annoyed here because people are saying, "Oh, yeah, we come home for Christmas." They're telling her not to come home.
Yeah.
So, like, where does that leave me? Do I turn around and tell her to come home? And traveling home here, she wouldn't be able to hyphenate. Then she'd want to go and see her friends. And then like, she could either leave COVID here or carry COVID back or carry it to people that she's going to, you know, people that, like at the moment I have my house, there's no one coming to my house if I can help it at Christmas. And just be just ourselves here at Christmas time. Because I'm not taking that chance of people that has been rambling around and then all of a sudden coming into my house and my house has been with nobody in it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind Jessie coming home, but anyone else, like, no.
Yeah. Rita, it wasn't a subtle message last week from Leo Varadkar. It was straight. He said, And then it was
don't
back
book
to,
your flights, yeah.
Don't book your flights. Yeah. And then the CMO said that night, coming home for Christmas is not essential travel. But is that not what we need? That shock, not subtlety.
And but, Joe, but the thing is that he said, maybe he'll say next week, well, you know, they'll be able to come home for Christmas now. You can book your flight. Yeah, number one, the flights will be sky high in price. And number two, there probably won't be hardly any seats available.
And the tests will be booked out.
That's another thing,
That's what I said to my daughter. I said, book your test now. Because come the 1st of December, you know what? Leo Varadkar might say, oh, yeah, come on home, provided you have these two tests. And they'll be able to get a space.
You say you've got to... Okay, Rita, would your daughter come home and if this current advice doesn't change? There's no ban on people coming home. There's no one's going to be arrested as far as we know.
I know that. And there was no ban in the summer as well. But we kind of said to her, look, we're doing everything we've been asked to do. Mm-hmm. If you come home, you have to isolate for 14 days. And she wouldn't have had that amount of holiday to do that.
No. Joe, this is the problem, Can they just say, well, I'll take a month off and I'll be able to quarantine here or when I go home. They can't. They're working people, you know, our children. They're working. They can't just have as long as they like off whenever they like. And my daughter had booked a week off last week. And her partner, and because it was his 50th special birthday, and they were, you know, they were going to go probably mountain climbing again out in France and Italy is the kind of thing they do.
Okay.
And of course, they couldn't go, but she had to take the week's holidays because it's been booked for months, you know, and for nothing really. And you know, we're not the government that we can have months and months of holidays and get someone to cover you whenever.
Okay, Bridget,
and easy flights. No.
Bridget, would your daughter come home in the current circumstance?
The way things are now?
Yes.
Yeah, if she's allowed to be free to come home at Christmas, of course she will.
Well, there's not going to be, people aren't going to be searched or stopped at the... But she would be operating against the guidelines and against the spirit.
Yeah, but it's her problem is if things... We don't know, things could even get worse, Joe. Do you know?
I know. Lawrence Cantwell has contacted us from Staffordshire in England. From Stafford, actually. Are you near the Argos headquarters, Lawrence? Where are you, Lawrence? Are you there, Lawrence? He's not near me at the minute. Back after this 51551, my chat.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie, just a reminder of how awful this virus is. And we've covered these individual nursing homes and had calls from people going way back in March, April, May. And they've all got, with one exception, they've all got very good HICWA reports. One Kildare nursing home, 40 residents died from COVID. Another nursing home in West Dublin, 29 residents died. It's just a reminder of how awful this is. Lawrence Cantwell is in England, and you make the point, Lawrence, that you're coming home by boat.
Hello, Joe. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Yes, go ahead.
Ah, fantastic. Lovely to be on the show. Thanks very much. Yeah, I generally travel by boat. I've booked it in now. I'm going home for a month in December.
Okay.
So I'm going to travel by myself by car and go out on the night sailing.
And Lawrence, are you coming come hell or high?
I be coming from Holyhead.
Okay, but are you coming hell or high water? Are you coming either way?
Well, I'm coming either way, and the level where we are is very low, and has been all throughout the COVID first and the second lockdown. Like I said, I'm a very rural part of Staffordshire here. There's nothing much around me.
Okay.
I have had no work through the year due to the furlough scheme, so I've been constantly on that since March, so I haven't been gone anywhere or done anything.
Okay.
And I'm just looking forward to get home because I haven't seen my parents since Christmas last year.
And have you... And Christmas last year? Well, last year is
12
months ago. But Lawrence, have you COVID test booked?
I have a COVID test booked, and it's for the next day in the morning over at the airport.
So you're coming into Dublin Port and then you're driving up to the airport to get the COVID test done?
That's correct, yes.
But are you not more, if you're going to the airport?
Well, apparently the company that do this test have moved location. Now, apparently they're going to be operating out over at the airport. Now, it doesn't disclose the information yet of where at the airport.
Yeah, the DAA have just got fast-track planner permission to build, and that'll be known to DAA, how efficient they are. That'll be up in a couple of days. If it's not, probably already up.
Right. Okay.
But my point is, you're coming... I've worked it out. A ship is a safer way of travelling if it's practically empty.
Well, I would have thought so. I wouldn't have fancied standing in an airport and constant queuing, whereas I drive onto that boat. I drive to the port. I drive onto the boat. I can take my time getting in and up to the boat. I can keep myself separated from lots of people. Mm. And I even looked at booking a room for the night, and all the rooms are booked on the boat. So I'm hoping that's going to free up a lot more space at night.
Okay, and how long is the journey anyway? It's only 3 or 4 hours.
It's a little over 3 hours. Three hours, 15 minutes, yeah.
And but you made a point about you're travelling at night and you arrive. You don't have to travel under cover of darkness.
I don't. What I'm trying to do is minimise myself away from large crowds.
Okay,
just to be
good.
On the safe
side,
that's all.
Okay. And Lawrence, how have you managed then for the 9 months?
Thank goodness I've had plenty of work to do on the house here.
Okay, well done.
So the COVID, the furlough was paying my mortgage, and I just went, I was put to work at a big list.
Okay. And how long will you stay home for the month?
Yes, I don't go back for the UK till the 29th of December.
And where do you stay, if you don't mind me asking? Do you stay
with
your parents?
Well, thank goodness my parents have a massive big... have a nice bit of ground there around their house, and that. So there's a little bit of a lodgings down at the bottom of the garden. I'll be in there.
All right. Okay, but you're coming.
I am. Yes. Oh, yes. I have the book boat. The boat was booked there some time ago.
Okay.
And I've had to move the ticket forward a few times due to the lockdown and everything else. But it's getting to a point now where I have to use that ticket.
Okay. Okay. Say with us, Lawrence. Carol is in Northern Ireland. Carol, what's your situation?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I live in Northern Ireland, but I am from County Galway originally.
Okay.
And I recently had my second child.
Oh, congratulations.
And, thanks. Thank you. But I've seen my parents, I suppose, really once this year,
mm-hmm.
since the birth of my son. And, you know, we're watching very closely the restrictions in both Northern Ireland and the South,
yeah,
and hoping that we can travel to Galway for Christmas. But like one of your earlier callers, we will be travelling in a Northern Ridge vehicle. We'll probably, you know, stand out like a sore thumb. And I'm wondering, you know, following Leo Varadkar's comments last week, what predicament we'll be in five or six weeks' time.
And what was it about Leo Varadkar's comments that upset so many people?
I just think his off-the-cuff comments about not booking flights home, in our case it's driving down from the north for Christmas, just hit people really hard.
Mm.
You know, the past few weeks we've had, you know, or the past couple of weeks we've had discussions about the prospect of a vaccine, and that's all good and well, but really having a very small, discreet, safe gathering with your family has been really the light at the end of the tunnel for so many people. Just the thought of spending some time with my parents, with my siblings, following the birth of my child.
With the child's grandparents.
Absolutely. I mean, these are, you know, if this has taught us anything, it's the simple things in life. And my child will be 6 months on the 23rd of December.
Yeah.
And both my brother and sister haven't even held him.
And your point is you're not going to go on the Raz. You're only sticking with... But again...
No, I'm a mother. Yeah. I'm a mother of two, Joe. I'm not going on the Raz anyway.
you wish you could, so you'll get a break if you only could. But, yeah.
But yeah, you know, yeah. for my parents, and they're not old by any means... they're in their early 60s, but, you know, this is a very special time for them.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the past few months have robbed them of precious moments with their grandchildren. And
it's so difficult.
The thoughts
people.
Of not getting home for Christmas is devastating, you know.
Yeah. And in your case, it's a relatively short distance.
Well, it's a drive. In many respects.
I know.
No different in many respects to England or Scotland because, you know, I am technically in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a very long time, Northern Ireland and the Republic, their regulations and the restrictions were on par with one another. Now we're just all doing our own thing.
Yeah.
And it's, I just thought the comments last week, you know, those throwaway comments in the Dáil, really, well, it was like a bomb going off in my head because I thought, oh my goodness, all I want to do is spend my Christmas with my family,
yeah.
You know, and the thoughts of that maybe not being possible is very upsetting because since the day this kicked off, every single one of us have followed the restrictions to the letter of the law. And I think maybe a little bit more thought and consideration would have gone a long way. Okay. In making a statement of that nature, you know.
Stay with us, Carol. Down to Waterford. Carmel, your point, please.
My point is, I have a son in America who won't be coming home, even though he... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Carmel, your grand.
Even though he had planned to come home as usual, as he does every year.
Okay.
But what we're thinking of doing now is that the families of his siblings... We'll all get together and have a meal at the same time.
Okay.
And connect with him, and we'll go online.
And what do you think of the government advice saying, don't be booking flights home for Christmas?
I can see the point, their point of view, but it's not very humane when it comes down to actual families. I mean, I'm living on my own. Luckily, my family are near, but they can't come near me. Right. Only one can come in as a, you know, as my helper, we'll call it.
Okay.
And I'm isolated just the same. It's devastating and it's very lonely and your heart is broken. But you have to think, like, maybe if they came, maybe they might pick it up. They would bring it up over to us. You don't know.
Okay, and how long have you been, did you say you're living on your own, Carmen?
Yes.
And how long have you been cocooning, so to speak?
March. We had a little bit of a break and I go do a bit of shopping then. I don't anymore. My daughter does that for me. But I used to go up and sit in the car park of the local supermarket.
Why?
To see people. Just be able to see people and interact.
Wow.
That's when we got a little bit of a break. Now, I'm living just that bit too far away from Tramore. Yeah. Now, if I could drive to Tramore and walk the beach or the prom, it would be lovely. I can't do that.
Why not? Because it's outside your...
outside your five.
Yeah, very good. And as so many people are. And Carmel, how have you passed the time?
I'm taking up my Nissy. They all have jumpers, jackets, hats, you name it. But... It's keeping me sane, Joe.
And how many miles of knitting have you done at this stage?
I couldn't. Now they're bringing me balls of wool. I'm surrounded by balls of wool. I also was asked by the children to do my memoirs.
Oh, great. A great idea.
And I did that in the beginning. And my own doctor advised it. Just to do something different each day.
Super,
and I have fun. It's amazing all the things that did happen to me when I was growing up.
Well done, well done. Okay, stay with us, Carmel. Back after this break. 5155 Merchant.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at rt.ie. Anne Hoey is in Navan. Anne, what's your story, please?
Joe, I was just turning around and saying, rather from our point of view, what about if you have family member away who would spend Christmas Day by themselves? For me, that's unacceptable.
And what is the scenario in your household?
Well, I just have a son studying away in the Netherlands, and the idea of him sitting on Christmas Day in a, you know, apartment by himself, I just think is intolerable.
And is that the prospect?
That is the prospect. Now, he does have a flight booked home, Joe. We had it booked before Leo made his announcement.
Okay.
And I did, when I heard Leo on the radio, I was like, oh, the cheek of him, blah, blah. But then I had to sit and question whether I was being selfish.
Okay.
And all the, you know, everyone
and what was your answer?
Sacrificed. My answer was, no, I'm not being selfish. I want him home. He okay. needs to come home. And, you know, like that lady said earlier on, what happens, you know, if next Christmas doesn't happen, if people aren't here? You know, you never forgive yourself for that. It was like my husband with his mother the other day. She was 94. And he went to leave without giving her a kiss. And I said, give her a kiss, happy birthday. He was nervous to Joe.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. You know. Well, the virus is ridiculous. That's the problem.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculously serious.
Absolutely. But what I don't understand, Joe, if they're coming on and recommending you don't travel, why do they also have these recommendations about what to do when you get here? So we have a PCR test booked. Not only a COVID test, because they've said PCR, and that takes 1 to 3 days to come back. And then he will be here and he will isolate and he will be nowhere else. And there's only 4 of us. We don't have any other family members for Christmas. And Christmas will be here. And then he will go back and he will have another test when he gets back to the Netherlands.
Okay.
You know, so it's and just there, if you're
there,
trying to...
I know the Dutch celebrate Christmas and don't they have little Christmas and then there's a big celebration, I think, in January as well. Will he be stuck on his own? Where is he in Holland?
He's in a place called Groningen.
Oh, yeah, where the university is.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's an awful lot of international students who all intend going home.
Do they? What is any other Irish? Any other Irish students?
There are other Irish students, and most of them are booked to come home. But like that, they're rethinking about it.
Okay.
It's just a really difficult decision. You're trying to do what's right for the person, and you're trying to do what's right for the country.
Okay, well put. Well put in the end. Okay, thanks indeed, all our callers. Back tomorrow, 1:45, Shannon Gorman producing. Ray Darcy is next.